use a neti pot, for the love of sweet Christ.
I know. I've got a neti pot.
Flush it out.
I get rid of them regularly.
That's why you don't have aliens in your midst. Not recently, anyway. Not that I can see. I'd tell you if you had aliens in your
midst. Oh, good. Thank you.
A good friend will look.
Yeah. And like, you know.
Look, not to be rude, but...
You got aliens.
You got aliens in your midst.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay, so then maybe we should do the Princess Bride, if we have time.
Yeah, if we do that, we'll do the Princess Bride.
Okay. Do you know that? You know the Princess Bride.
Of course, I love that movie.
One of the best scenes.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Yeah, as I was thinking of myself, I'm like, oh, I'm so clever. So I'm going to kick off today's, hey, you know, with 15 reasons to date an accountant.
What?
Now.
Wow.
I was looking.
Way to just rile up the crowd.
I don't know what I was searching for online.
I don't know either.
But then eHarmony came up in the corner. So I was like,
oops,
click. There's so much content on eHarmony, even if I'm not signed up for it, but it's just like tons and tons of articles. And I think if you read enough, eventually you fall into like their
pit. Fall in love.
Yes, you fall in love.
Right.
15. So 15 reasons to date an accountant. This is a very exciting woman.
They must have had a sign up with a lot of accountants. And they're like, nobody's taking these people.
And she has a calculator, which I haven't seen.
Just have an abacus. It's not an abacus.
No, it's an actual calculator.
Yeah.
And it also looks like that it's solar powered.
Cool.
Do you remember those?
Of course.
I remember thinking how stupid because invariably it'll be night and I'll need to use it and I'll be screwed. Okay. Just maybe you didn't give the president of the math club a fair chance in high school. We didn't have any math leads. Well,
math in the dark.
Math.
Who's doing math in the dark?
Math at night.
Yeah.
Now that you're older and wiser, consider saying yes to the dinner date with your accountant. This is clearly written by accountants.
Yeah.
So here's 15 reasons to date an accountant. Number one, need to calculate a tip. I have an app for that.
No.
You have an app for that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Your date thinks numbers are fun.
Yeah.
Two, accountants are exceptional decision makers. I mean, as far as accounts go. But like
decisions
you,
about what?
I don't know, but I wouldn't ask for like advice on advice from an accountant. I wouldn't be like, what do you think about this guy?
I wouldn't ask about art.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask about, I'd ask about.
Like a medical opinion. Could you just check this for a second?
Yeah.
You're an accountant. Just give a poke right here. See what happens.
What about the Middle East? Yeah.
What about it? Number three, they're ethical. As a group.
Right.
I would say the crash of 2008 says otherwise.
Right. And yeah, and as, who was the, forget it.
No? Nothing? It was probably Gold.
No, the Untouchables. It was, the Untouchables.
With Elliot Ness?
Yeah. They got the through, the accountant was the one that was,
finagling things?
Yeah.
See? Well, they're unethical.
That's
accountants
right.
Abide by strict accounting standards. If you like playing by the rules, and we don't, an accountant might be your perfect match. And then number four says, they're also good at finding loopholes. So
true.
An accountant knows the rules so well, they can make them work for you, which sounds like cheating.
That does sound like cheating, but, you know, when you need to get a leg up in life.
Number five, brains are beautiful. No doubt.
Fine.
Accountants are always learning and updating their knowledge base. I don't know why this is good for dating.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you the next time you're dating a gentleman to be like, is he always updating his knowledge base? Like, is he constantly taking continuing education lectures?
Getting credits.
Because it's not.
Yeah.
Number seven, accountants are not afraid of commitment.
Why?
The reasoning being they stuck with accounting, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. They got moves like Jagger, literally. Mick Jagger was once a student of accountancy. So was Janet Jackson. This is far afield at this point.
So they're kind of likening accounting
to
rock stars. Yeah.
They'll take the fear out of money matters.
Well, actually, they say some musicians are good at math.
Yeah, but when... I mean, a lot of people are good at math, but it doesn't mean you want them handling your finances or dating you.
Yeah.
And no mention of feet yet.
Okay. Oh, thank
foot rub is not. They take the fear out of money matters. Date an accountant, there's no need to fear being audited. Really? There isn't?
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I think you have to be really deep into your account before you're like, you know what, why don't you do my taxes for me? That's like a very personal
thing,
I feel like.
Absolutely. Oh, and then if things go awry.
And now what? Now the relationship is for shtuck.
Yeah, the IRS is knocking at your door.
Yes.
And they buried you so deep.
Fucking my accountant.
Oh, they buried, he got you. He already put in those, what do you call it, like little booby traps.
He's getting your tax return.
Yeah.
He said, you'll have tax season help, which is, okay, I've dated a lot of different kinds of people before, but only once that I asked them for help, and it was with a mortgage, so maybe it should be 15 years.
I don't want anyone, like, whoever I'm dating doing my tax.
Doing your books?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Let's see.
Go do something else.
And here's the last one I'll give you. Number 13, got a secret? Yeah. Are you hiding something?
Huh?
Skeletons in the closet? Accountants are trustworthy, reliable, and can handle confidential information. These are all reasons why you should date an accountant. Because you have no one to tell your secrets to. Tax time comes around. You can't add one and one and get two.
These are just people who can do things for you. Not
people who are competent, right? 15 reasons to date an accountant. I thought it was very interesting.
I kind of find, like, well, you want a partner who is going to add value to your life. And you add value to their lives, right?
I was on the way here today. There was a young man trying to add value to a young woman's life. He was, like, holding a sign for, like, you know, one of those signs for, like, Subway. And he was, like, trying to hit on the girl. And she just said... And he was like, oh, you looking real good? They said, no. He was like, what do you mean, no? I'm like, you know what she meant, no.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me. I was like, I gotta get my 2 cents in.
It's so funny. There's a thing now. I saw it on the news this morning. I forgot to Google it and pull it up. But there is a woman now. She walks around Chicago, and it's kind of to combat catcalling.
Oh, God.
And
has no one gotten the message about that? I feel like there's been multiple media campaigns. No one likes to be catcalled except for, well, cats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a small cat, a cat doesn't mind. Do it to a cat.
And they may or may not respond.
Just like with a woman. But a cat is not going to turn around and be like, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So she turns around and she confronts these guys and tells them that women don't like to be spoken to like this. And
what
these
guys,
one guy's like, well, I'm from Ohio and that's the way the women like to be talked to. And that's, and,
you know, Ohio's different.
Right. And then another one said, oh, yes, they do. This is why I
do it. But she just said she didn't.
Yeah. But he insisted. And then the other guy's like, what are you talking about? You know, they all were saying, well,
they were
like
oblivious
it.
To it?
Yeah. She's like, I just told you, no.
There's so many times when I'm walking down the street and I hear, now that I'm older, I'm like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Now it's just homeless people and drunks.
Yay.
But, you know, you see young women walking through and a guy says something and the woman's reaction is 9 times out of 10, she is not happy about it.
No.
So I'm wondering, what's this 1 time out of 10 that I never see that the dude is like, see?
Yeah.
Not only did I get a number, she just sucked my dick right on the street.
Right.
And that's exactly why I do this.
Nobody likes it.
No one likes it.
It's upsetting.
It can be. And it's never by the guy that you want to be with. Like, I don't know a relationship that started that way.
And it's intrusive.
This girl gave no.
Yeah, well, this woman also now, not only does she confront the guys, but she has these cards with this website that it says, I think it's don'tbeoneofthem.com.
And she gives the card to the guy.
And it's like, go look it up, and it's all the information.
He's thinking he's got digits.
Yeah, and it's like, don't be a dick on the street and stop catcalling women. And it's like all to educate men on how not to do this.
Somebody was telling me.
You're handed a card.
Somebody was telling me that there's a phone number that you can give out to guys that they're pestering you for your phone number.
Yeah.
And it's just a recording of bell hooks.
Yeah, I have that. I have that,
That's like genius. I'm just imagining some guys being like, oh, bell hooks again, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so, lady. I like that. I want it to be something
that's
else.
That's been around a long time.
But there should be another number. Like, I want them to call up and get, like, I don't know, like, Star Trek quotes or something.
Okay, we can set that up.
Or the Constitution starts.
Right. Winston Churchill speaks.
This is Abraham Lincoln. And now I'm going to read Winnie the Pooh. Or just anything. I don't know. I like the idea. So, 15 reasons to date an accountant.
Good.
What do you got?
They don't catcall. That's what I get.
You know, I've never been catcalled by anyone who made more than, like, $17,000 a year. I'm telling you right now. Like, it just never... Like, it would be different if you have, like, you know, the guy who is running, like, J.P. Morgan is like, yo!
Yeah.
And you look over, he's leaning out of a limousine. Mm, you know, there's a cufflink involved, a camel hair coat.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, the eyebrows have done something, but it's usually just...
Eyebrows.
Because I'm thinking of Wall Street guys. Usually it's just some guy that I'm like, man, you ain't even got insurance.
Yeah. I used to get a lot of hissing when I was younger. Hissing
That's
on the
worst.
Street. At first, I didn't know what it was.
Something
I would hear.
Leaking.
Like, what is it? I don't know.
Like, that's almost so subtle that I probably would just look around and see if there was anything and then keep moving.
Yeah, no, that's the hissing is, it was big in the
Latino community.
Oh,
and they
okay.
would do that. I'd be like, what's
they would
happening?
Hiss at you?
Yeah, and I didn't understand what was happening.
I used to, Greg always tell the story. One time when we were just dating, I'm on the phone and walking down 125th Street. And all of a sudden, Greg just hear me say, no, you cannot have a sip of this. Like, I just remember, it used to be a thing, this is like probably like in the, like 10 years ago, I was like, hey, can I get a piece of that, or can I get a bite of that?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's, no.
Yeah.
That's your overture?
Yeah.
No.
That's your best.
Not only no, but let me take a picture of you and like put it up and be like, this guy asked for a piece of a sandwich on the street.
Yeah.
And thought that was the way into my vajayjay. Like, it's not, I don't know. So I'm happy to be
no,
older.
They used to walk by also and go like, sexy, in your ear.
Oh,
and
God.
Then so nobody else could really hear. And then you're like, what is going on?
So we just run up on guys and be like, classy.
I was wearing a sundress.
Eligible.
I walked out, I had a sundress on, and it was just fine. You know, and some guy walks up to me, he's like, you look like an available white woman.
Bro.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, you got 2 out of 3, right? You look like an available white woman.
It was such a strange
thing. What were you doing? Did you have a sign?
I was walking down the street with my sister, and he stopped to tell me this.
That you looked available.
You look like an available white woman.
And that was it? He just moved on?
And
see, I'd like to see some follow-up on this. If you're going to catcall, and then the woman's going to say, you look like an available white woman. Now, mm-hmm. where does it go from there? Okay, yeah, I'm available. Mm-hmm. I'm a white. I'm a woman.
Or give me some of that. I know what to do with that. That's another one. That
did
I've
you
heard.
Pass them? Here's some nuts.
Like, here's a shovel.
Yes,
go get to work.
Oh my God.
Gutters,
I just
a broom.
The young girl, and she was actually gorgeous too. Her whole steal, it was just no. And she was out.
Good.
I was like, good for you.
Good.
All right, so what do you got?
All right, I have here, this is unpopular science, or it may Ooh. Be popular.
It might turn. So
into
normally I would say
science.
Katie and I are freaked out by the coming real world apocalypse, mm-hmm. but at this point we might be excited about it because this might be something interesting.
Yeah.
So we like to keep ahead of the curve, and so Katie's going to report on some possibly popular science.
Right, lose fat without surgery. It's called cool sculpting.
Is it cool, like, with K-O-O-L or
I
K-U-L?
I wish.
Is something misspelled?
It's spelled correctly.
Okay.
So, hundreds of thousands of people undergo liposuction each year, but there's a new treatment called cool sculpting that claims to remove fat without surgery.
Okay. It must remove something.
All right. So,
when I came in here, I had a nasty attitude, and now I feel great.
It says here, it was created by 2 Harvard doctors.
Well, there you go.
It was cleared by the FDA for treating patients' thighs, love handles, and belly.
Okay. What about arms? Nothing?
No.
No, forget it. Deal with it.
Don't touch my arm.
Yeah.
The process of cool sculpting feels like ice because this device is freezing the fat cells directly below it. Once they're frozen, the fat cells drain naturally from the body.
Oh, out of the feet?
We don't know. This is the mystery.
Am I walking down the street just sweating fat?
Yeah. These globs of yellow yes. and white come out. It can take 6 to 8 weeks to see the results, but a patient can lose 1/2 inch from his or her waistline.
That's
Just 1 hour after surgery.
You know what?
So
I can suck it in for 1/2 inch right now.
Right, right. So after 1 hour, 1 inch is gone, and then more.
Half inch, right? 1 inch or 1/2 inch?
Lose a half inch, excuse me.
We exaggerated the claims. Like 5 inches.
Areas
from the waist.
Areas can be treated multiple times, but usually the first treatment is the best one.
Okay. The first time is the best.
And it's not a substitute for liposuction. It's not for people that have large amounts to be removed.
Mm-hmm. So this is someone who's like a 26-inch waist and wants a 25 and a half.
Right.
Maybe 25.
Right. Right, right, right. And the idea stemmed from doctors' observations that children who eat popsicles grow up to be adults with dimples. Because the cold killed the fat cells in their cheeks.
Really?
Never heard that.
I have 3 dimples. I ate the hell out of some ice pops when I was growing up.
I
don't consider myself to be very thin, though. So, like, where's the correlation?
We were broke, so.
That's where ice pops are. Those are the ones that are in the plastic.
They right,
come
right. You're sucking
liquid.
Out ice pops. Yeah.
You have to freeze it
first. I know. I just opened up the freezer. There's nothing in it. Got a cool breeze, and I have no dimples.
I remember having to wait for those mofos to get cold.
Yeah.
And be like, can I just have like a slushie? Just put a straw in it?
No, your mother's like, no.
It's got to be frozen. Usually all the purple would go to one end, but that's another podcast. Okay. But you know, the flavor
is never distributed
evenly.
Yeah. Side effects include occasional bruising and a bit of redness.
Embarrassment. Flat feet.
Yeah. One abdominal treatment is about $1,300.
What? And that, really?
Each love handle, each one, costs $800.
I'm sorry, but they need to do a package on that. Yeah, I don't want to see someone coming out just looking like an S on the side. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. One. We'll just do the right. The right one's free. They can charge whatever they want for the left one after that.
Right. Exactly. That's the way to do it.
It's like meth, the first taste free.
So it's somebody like this woman, and she's a yoga instructor, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And
she weighs a pound. She wants to weigh half a pound.
Right. She says, I want a 4-pack instead of a 2-pack.
Okay.
What? Baby.
I'll be happy with just 1-pack that stays together.
Right.
Let's just keep it in the center. I don't want to like shake like a bowl full of jelly.
Yeah, it says here like the fat cells are destroyed, the body recognizes.
Wait a minute. Isn't the goal a 6-pack? This woman's undercutting.
Yeah, she's low self-esteem.
Yeah.
She's
for an 8-pack.
She's not reaching for the stars.
Yeah, don't you want to look like a centipede? A freak. Okay.
Yeah, so the fat cells are destroyed. The body recognizes they're no longer needed, and the gradual process occurs where the fat cells and fat material are cleared away.
Mm-hmm. Mysteriously.
The fat cells are supposedly degraded by enzymes.
Really? I think it's the fat fairy that comes at night.
Yeah. The fat is transported through the lymphatics and converted to energy, just like the fat you eat.
Really? That sounds weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need some fat.
Yeah.
Right?
What if you freeze the wrong amount? What if you freeze too deep?
What if you freeze something else? It's a guy just walking around with one frozen ball, trying to get really just a tight 10-pack. Just went a little too low. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just imagining something shattering. I don't know. I don't like the idea of it. There's a cool sculpting across from my dentist.
Oh.
And I saw the sign, and I, like, peeked in, and it looked very sterile. So I, like, you know.
You were like, wow, that's nice.
And I went back, and I asked the receptionist at my dentist. I was like, she's like, I went over there one time. They freeze it off. That's all she said. That's all she said.
And then you imagined them chiseling away this frozen stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. They freeze it off.
It's frozen. Your body disposes of it.
But I want to know how it gets out.
Well, you can also exercise, and it would also...
Or you can just...
Utilize it
as
well.
Deal.
Right.
We're sucking in, like Colin Farrell.
Absolutely. We like Colin Farrell.
Yeah, we like Colin Farrell for sucking it in.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. It's legitimate. All right, so speaking of which, I have 5 ways to drink wine.
Oh.
And keep your waistline.
That's something I'm interested
in. Yes, me too. I'm drinking wine.
Okay.
Oh, the waistline part you're talking about.
That's really the wine, but yeah.
So it's a new year, not really. And it comes back with that inevitable resolution to shed a few pounds.
Same old year.
Same old year it's always been. To shed a few pounds and get back in shape. It's no secret that cutting alcohol, I don't even like where this is going already.
Yeah.
But if you're anything like this, that's not realistic. We love wine way too much. So here are a few simple ways to modify your wine habits so you can still enjoy the vino without packing on the pounds.
Okay, then lay them on me.
Number one, moderation.
No.
Whoa.
No. Let's pass.
We all know to drink alcohol in moderation is for safety purposes.
And for suckers.
For suckers. Like work. It's for suckers. But the same rule applies for caloric reasons as well. It says liquid calories are easier to ignore. I don't know about that. I know what I'm drinking.
Right.
If you're having like a mochaccino, let's not kid ourselves, people. How many calories are in a glass of wine?
64.
100. Why'd you say 64?
I'm guessing.
100 calories.
Aren't you asking me?
Kind of. It was rhetorical.
All right.
100 calories in a 4-ounce glass. I haven't seen a 4-ounce glass since I was 13.
Yeah. Who?
If I go to a bar and I get a 4-ounce pour, guess what?
I'm shoving it in their face.
Yes. So that's 100 calories. But usually the 5 to 6-ounce glass is 125 to 150 calories.
All right. Fine. I'll take it.
Like we were going to stop then. What? Number two, make a spritzer.
Yeah,
yes, this is good. I mean, club soda has 0 calories.
Sure, you're sitting on your couch or on your porch in your caftan.
But if you're trying to get loose and you're in the club,
let's
be real, a spritzer is not going to do
it. No.
It says with a spritzer, you can enjoy 2 wine cocktails. No, it's still one.
It's still one in your
wine cocktail.
In the bathroom.
Because what I do is I take a regular pour and then I just put a splash of soda on it. That's my spritzer.
Yeah.
I put the soda near it.
For a little fizz.
I put it behind it so I can see. So I can look through my wine and see the bubbles. Number two, pay attention to alcohol content.
No.
So the higher the alcohol content, the more the calories. So I was curious because my favorite crappy wine to drink
is in a box.
Is in a box, and it's I call it Diner's Zin.
Diners.
So okay. I had white Zinfandel from a diner. So I did my research. That's the highest alcohol content in any wine available.
Really?
Yes. It can go up to 17%.
Get out.
I didn't know why I liked it so much.
Oh, that's your fighting wine.
That is my fighting. That's my second fighting wine. That's when I'm street fighting.
Oh, real a street. That's so. There's something about Zinfandel and Jaquetta.
And a rosé.
Oh yeah, that. Oh, like, rosé.
It's rosé. Rosé is when I'm classy and I want to fight. When I'm in a diner and I want to get it on street it's fighter two zen. Style. White Zin. Number four. Stick with Brut. If you're sparkling wine lovers, bubbly is a part of your wine diet. It said the Brut has the least amount of sugar.
Oh, it's drier, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then, so it goes from Brut to sweet. And then number five, share. That doesn't help us.
That's cute.
Then we have two bottles of wine instead of one.
You're cute when you say share.
So it says share. You could share with a friend, or you could ask, and I've never seen this before in my life, ask the bartender or server to split one glass of wine into two.
No.
Have you ever?
And then the server is the gulp, gulp, gulp. Here, you can have the rest.
So they went to take one glass of wine and then get another glass of wine and then divvy it up?
No.
I'm charging you for two glasses of wine.
That's absolutely
the amount of work that went into that, the pour.
And you should be ashamed of yourself, so I'm charging you a triple.
A half a glass. So I would like a 2.5 ounce pour in this glass and a 2.5 ounce pour.
Yeah, it's not happening.
In this house. It's not going to happen. It says set yourself up for success. So that's how you can drink wine and keep your weight on. I would say just drink the wine and then cool sculpt.
That's right.
Afterwards.
Absolutely.
So that's my... for some bizarre reason, I got hooked on looking at things about wine. I also learned how to make prison wine, but I'll save that for later.
Right.
Pruno. It's called...
Pruno?
Pruno. Yes.
Sounds great.
Pruno. Okay. What do you have?
All right. This is about Facebook.
Okay.
This is another unpopular science.
I have to say, it technology. Is very unpopular. I'm getting really tired of Facebook, except for my friends who are on there.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of friends, but like, there's only a few people I actually want to talk to.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to one of them right now.
So, me too. And then, I'm talking to one too.
Two or three others that I text. Like, I don't know. So anyway, let's hear about Facebook.
So Facebook is always, you know, moving and changing and doing something new.
And I'm always trying to, like, say no to the changes.
They want to know if you're dating anyone. Now, have you looked at this? I didn't even notice this until I read the article because nobody's asking.
Okay. Yeah, but, no one cares what you think.
So apparently, like, there is an ask feature that is for a lot of the things about you. So there, I knew
really?
About there's an ask one for work, like where do you work if you don't have it listed.
Your mom's house.
Yeah, people people have done that. That's fine because they're like, you know.
Fine,
I'll tell you.
Yeah, you'll find out anyway sooner or later if you follow my feed.
Yeah.
But I got no job.
But now they have one for your relationship status. So if you don't choose, if you don't want something on your relationship there on Facebook, people
that
can
you
ask
don't
you.
Want people to know that you're married.
There you go.
To a
so, it, you know, so instead of them just asking you, they have Facebook ask you.
How?
Yeah, so
how many times?
Ask. It says ask, and there is a just like an there is just a standard question that comes to you and says.
So is it like Facebook wants to know if you're free on Friday, and are you in or around Patterson, New Jersey? Like, just you know,
Facebook
for example,
And so just it just starts the dialogue for that person. So it just you know,
excuse me.
Yeah.
How does okay. I'm assuming that the person who's asking knows that they're asking, right? Or is it
yeah,
just
they know
randomly
asking.
Initiated? Like, you seem like a nice person. He seems like a nice person.
Imagine.
Like, I'm going to take, as Facebook, I'm going to take the initiative.
Right. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Facebook becomes self-aware?
Oh, no.
And just starts poking
See,
and
doing
status
updates.
We've
been joking about Skynet the whole time, but yeah.
Pretty much. That,
yeah, Facebook.
So it just asks in a very nice, cash way, hey, what is your relationship status? I'm asked, you know, instead of trying.
And you'll never know who's asking?
You'll know who's asking.
Okay.
You'll know.
It'll be revealed at the end.
But it's so easy for someone just to click on the ask button.
And not even realize it.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. But I thought, like, instead of them composing an actual message and getting nervous and saying, oh, I just want to know, like, they don't know what to say. It's already written out.
I would like it better if you click on the ask button and then you get a little mail and then the mail opens up. It's like a crumpled up notebook paper and it says, will you go with me?
Yeah. Yeah, check this
box.
Yes or no.
That's good. Oh, I have to try that. I'm going to ask my husband about his relationship status.
Yeah.
To see how it works.
Just
to see what happens.
I went around.
He gets single.
Right.
And looking to mingle.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is some people use Facebook as a tool for dating. So I hear.
Really? So I've heard. So they say. I can't. To me, I don't know. Facebook is kind of just a place where I put like rants. Or I can see what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. Or I can start to measure my life against other people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas they would say in my fitness class, I would like to compare my behind the scenes be real to someone else's highlights.
Yes.
That's what I use Facebook for.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable. I like it to keep up with other entertainers, friends.
Okay.
So then I can be invited to their shows that I don't go to.
Yes. I like to get between 30 and 40 invites a day that I don't look at.
Yeah.
That's how I know that I'm doing well.
Right.
I like to spy on old people. I found late one night, Facebook and Googling, that someone I used to date is now trying to run lemonade stands.
What?
Employing young children.
Oh.
And the children were like, look, man, I'll run my own stand.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm independent,
yeah. Just trying to muscle in on my business. This is my corner, bitch.
Wow.
Yes.
So you made a wise choice.
I did make a wise choice. I don't know. I did okay.
Say Facebook just has to become self-aware and just do all your posts and pick pictures for you.
Yeah. Put them up. And take pictures for me as well.
Yeah.
I would just find a picture that's taken from like a street light.
Yeah.
from 15 degrees up so I look good and they can just put that up there.
Out on the town, I'll say. That'll be...
Out on the town. Or that situation. Are you single or complicated? Is complicated one? I think complicated is one of the like
complicated is one, yeah.
Looking to mingle. That's what I'm going to say.
I get messages from guys from time to time. They're like, hi.
That's it?
Yep.
Where do you go from there? That's clearly, an overture to what?
You yeah. Say,
hi. Hello.
That's exactly how it goes. Yes.
And then.
Unfriend.
Check this box.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, speaking of dating, I saw this on eHarmony as well. Is it okay to lie about your age, weight, or anything?
Yes.
So you might think about that first. So I have a bunch of friends who've been dating online, and I've heard all kinds of crazy stories that when they finally get to meet the person, it's kind of like when you're doing casting.
Yeah.
You see the headshot, and you're like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Where's this guy? It says here, ever feel like it's a jungle out there? Feel like writing a lazy opening to an article? The truth is, the dating scene can be intimidating, frustrating, and full of rejection at times. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like it or not, online daters have been known to judge potential partners based on such superficialities as age, looks, and material possessions. I mean, mm-hmm. What else do you have to go on online?
Yeah.
Is it ever okay to lie about these things? And if so, when and where do you draw the line? So I think this article should say, do not lie on eHarmony about your age,
because
your weight, or your material possessions, right?
Right.
Instead of asking the questions. But they tell you to weigh the pros and cons. So, and put yourself in the other person's shoes. My thing is, if you lie online, say, okay, I'm 40. So say I go on there and I'm like, 32.
Yeah. You can get away with a 32.
Yeah, but except when I start talking about when I've done things in my life.
Oh, right.
And there's a huge gap between. You're like, yeah, I did graduate in 92, but, you know, I was young.
You were like a Doogie Howser.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I know I said I've been teaching for 10 years, but those are actually condensed into 5 years.
Yeah.
And also, what if you start the relationship with someone and you find out, I guess it's not really that big of a deal, except it's a lie.
I think that the thing to put yourself in, to get yourself out there
in that category,
in a general way, so you're not rejected off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be kind of like everybody else.
You want to be rejected further down the line.
Right.
Right.
Right. You want to feel like present yourself as just like normal and approachable.
But a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. And then later on, as they get to know you, they can reject you.
Yes.
But
for reasons other than the fact that you're, you know, not as tall as you said you were,
mm-hmm.
that you're 15 years older, mm-hmm. and that you're broke as a joke.
You're trying to get your foot in the door. Just.
Your broke old foot?
Come on.
I just thought it was very interesting. That's one of the main complaints that people have online. And then it says here, what's really keeping you single? Well, that's a whole other article.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, if you're, I think for some people, because they probably have age brackets, like, because you know when you get to, you're like, oh, I'm in the 30 to 35.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait. Oh, I'm in the 36 to 42.
Oh, yeah. And then it goes on
from
there.
This is a picture of a gravesite.
Yeah.
With like 1 foot ginger stepping into it.
Right. Or there's nothing. They're like, you're not even going to participate in this because you're irrelevant now.
I was thinking about that earlier because, you know, I saw the magazine More. I'm like, there should be a magazine. We should start called Most. Where it's just like, just morbid stuff.
Oh, no.
And more. Most. Yeah. All right. What do you have?
I have here. This is news.
Oh, no. The Oblivious Living Among Us?
Yeah.
All right. This is Hey, You what? Didn't Know It.
It is
Hey You Didn't Know It. Hey You Didn't Know It is where we find news of the Oblivious Living Among Us, and there are many.
Yeah.
You seem very happy about this one. Okay, I'm excited.
All right, didn't you? Yeah. Hey You Didn't Know It. Space aliens live quietly among us, say some scientists and officials.
Official what?
Officials.
Like elected officials?
Elected officials.
Or like sports officials?
Yeah, they say that they believe extraterrestrials live in our midst and we may be unwittingly in contact with them on a daily basis.
My midst?
Yeah, or your midst. In my midst, and it could be in our bodies.
Yes. They could be here in the studio.
So number one.
Okay.
Canada's former defense minister.
Is one or says there's one?
Says there's one. He believes.
Former. Let's former.
Is it? Hellier. Believes aliens are among us. I've been getting from various sources that there are about 80 different species.
Really?
And some of them.
It's the specificity that makes me think it's real.
And some of them look just like us and could walk down the street and you wouldn't even know if you walked past one.
So, but he knows.
But how, what is the difference? There's 80 different variations in a human that would make them an alien. And we can't,
know.
We don't know, we haven't noticed.
Yeah. Small penis? Is that one? That's one. Round them up.
Unibrow.
Unibrow is another one.
Another two.
Clapped chin, isn't it?
And then two, Paul Davies from Arizona State University says he is an award-winning physicist.
Mm-hmm. And said, ufologist, I guess.
And he said, alien life may be right under our noses or even in our noses.
Are you kidding me? It might be in your mustache. Shave. Shave.
Blow it.
Wax.
Yeah.
Yeah, blow it.
He said that.
Use a neti pot for the love of sweet Christ.
I know. I've got a neti pot.
Flush it out.
I get rid of them regularly.
That's why you don't have aliens in your midst. Not recently, anyway. Not that I can see. I tell you if you have aliens in your
good.
Midst.
Oh, good. Thank you.
A good friend will look.
Yeah. And like you know.
Look, not to be rude, but
you got aliens.
You got aliens you missed. Just yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Microbes from outer space may be on Earth or even in our bodies.
Okay, that's fine, but that's not, is that alien?
Yeah, but he said life may have developed on Earth multiple times, not just once, and that life from different time periods may be alien. So
like the 1850s?
Yes. Exactly. And then Dr. Robert Trundle from North Kentucky University.
Okay, reputable.
Kentucky.
It's Kentucky, fine, but who is he?
He's a philosophy professor that has been shunned for his views on it.
I just imagine the other people, when he comes into the faculty dining, they just slowly turn away.
Yeah,
and they eat their tiny yogurts.
At a different table.
Yeah.
They all get up and walk away when he sits down.
Like in middle school. And he's probably just like, oh, yeah. And then someone from, like, another department that's not popular, like the urology department, like, I'll sit with you. He's like, you know what? No thanks.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit alone.
He wrote a book titled, Is E.T. Here?
No.
No politically, but yes scientifically and theologically.
Huh?
That's
so,
the first
no
chapter.
Politically,
but
yes
scientifically and theologically.
Okay.
So, he told The Post.
So, they haven't gotten into politics yet.
Does E.T. exist from a political perspective? No, because the government is afraid of the culture shock and public panic.
Really?
For the government to acknowledge the existence of extraterrestrials here would be to admit it can't protect us from them.
Oh, well. I don't think that anyone thinks the government's going to protect us from anything. They're
yeah.
probably just figuring out how to tax E.T.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how would this work? Like, is it a weapon?
And how to sell to them.
Yes.
How to make them McDonald's.
Does E.T. like telecommunicate, you know, like what, you know, what can we tax on? Does he like McDonald's? Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
kind of woman does he like?
Right. How's his hairline?
Yes. How's his hairline?
Does he feel bad
about
it? What
about his Johnson? Intergalactic?
How about the, The weight of the ET. Putting on pounds.
Looking a little saggy around the middle.
Which gym would you like to go to?
Yeah, we can fix that up for you. Yeah.
So that he argues thousands of well-regarded witnesses, witness accounts cannot simply be dismissed. I'm talking about pilots who have come forward, even though they're meant to undergo psychiatric exams as a direct result. So people have come forward, even though it would mean that they would be discredited. And then the head of the Space Research Institute at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences says, Bass, we sent the aliens 30 questions about global problems, and now we have answers.
What'd they say?
Okay. He did not say...
Was it an email? Because if it was an email...
He did not say how the queries were sent, but he did say the answers came as pictograms in crop circles.
Oh, no.
Yes, yeah, the aliens... Okay,
after I finished drinking my coffee, I looked and there was an answer in there. Right in the ground.
Oh, man. The alien said to have told... his name is Filipov,
okay,
and his team that the search for extraterrestrial intelligence attempts to detect aliens have failed because of magnetic fields. So all the SETI stuff that goes out there, the signals are not working because of magnetic fields.
It's messing up the program, okay.
But aliens are currently around us all the time, and they're watching us all the time.
But they're not doing anything?
No.
Then who cares?
They're voyeurs.
This is what I'm saying. If they're going to be here and not do anything...
Just put on a show. I'll give them something to look at.
They can report back. There's a podcast. There's not much intelligent life, but there's a podcast out there.
Yeah.
Right. That you guys would not believe. Yeah. This is a reason to invade.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that four people were willing to go on the record.
I like that, too. Why not?
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Hashtag penis news. This is some ancient penis news.
Ancient
penis news. Yes, it says world's oldest penis graffiti found on remote Greek island. It's a picture on the limestone cliffs of the remote Greek island of Astypalaia. I mispronounced that. Dr. Andreas Vlachopoulos, an archaeologist, made a fascinating discovery. Dick carvings. It's like I wrote this. Dick carvings.
Oh,
so this graffiti is going back to the 5th and 6th centuries BC. It's the earliest known carving of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they maybe kicked off the trend. It's basically it's a picture of a penis, and then next to it there's graffiti. It's scratched in a rock. It says the phrase Nikasitomos was here mounting Timiona. It's two dudes, and he just wanted to let everybody know that he was sticking it to him.
Just so you know.
Yes, I think that's awesome. So it's like a little. It's like. Kind of love related, or at least lust related, and there was the penis. And the penis isn't bad. It's actually quite well done.
All right.
And the inscription is still there. Apparently it was just to let people know, you know, for the future, who was having sex with whom.
Mm, why not?
And where.
All right.
So I like the hit they put here. It was here mounting, is what he put. I wonder if that was
mounting.
If that was like vulgar back then, or if it was like the proper way to say it.
Probably, you know, what year was that from?
This was, is that going to matter? It was 5th and 6th century BC. See, it had been 3rd.
See, probably nobody cared at that point. I mean, they were just trying to survive as people.
Do you think people came by and were like, great, good for you. Next.
Yeah, exactly. We need clean water.
Yes.
I need clean water and food, and this is what my life is about.
If you guys have time to scratch a dick and some rock,
yeah,
like everybody did know you were all about Timonia, whatever. So that is my ancient penis news.
Nice.
I love the idea that graffiti has survived that long.
Oh.
Dick graffiti.
Dick graffiti.
Yeah.
I love it.
No boob graffiti. Because you know what? Yeah. Women were busy. We didn't have time
and
to say.
And it was a source of food. It was like, look.
I didn't have to say that. I'm sticking it to Andrea and the two boobs and a smiley face.
Like,
not enough time. All right. What do you have?
I have Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, excellent. Tales from the Campfire is my favorite segment. I'm going to stop saying the other segments are my favorite because they're not. This is my favorite one where we take tales from the internet of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore, myth, ghost stories, mm-hmm. legends, all that, and we retell it here around the digital campfire. So Katie has been so gracious as to bring in some super, is it scary?
And super sexy.
Super sexy and scary. Tales from the campfire, so gather around. So,
yeah, it seems like the show is going on the dating and...
you know what? That's the way that it is. It's July.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah. But this one is called Possible Almost Sex with a Spirit.
Oh, no. We've had these sex with the ghost before. Okay. Let's
see what happens. But this is Possible Almost.
Almost. Okay.
Yeah. By Cadet J.
Wow. Is this like, I don't know, ghost us, interrupt us or something?
I'm a 22-year-old female who recently started living alone for the first time. I've been rather stressed by working and drinking a lot the past few days.
Okay.
And I had a
weird... We feel you. If you work, you want to drink.
Yeah. And I had a weird experience last night. I went home immediately after work and fell asleep really early, around 9, while I was asleep.
And that is early.
I know, right? It's like,
what happened?
Damn, a Red Bull.
Yeah.
While
5 hours. Get with it, lady.
22, that's too early to go.
Yeah, home. At the 9?
While I was asleep, I had what felt like a sex dream, but solid.
Excuse me? Okay.
I could actually feel a body, and for lack of a better word, a penis pressed against me.
I'm sorry. What other? A thrill hammer? Like what? For lack of a better word. Yeah. Fine. Fine. Whatever.
I didn't feel threatened or anything but horny.
Okay.
Right as we were about to start having sex, a different person, a woman with brown hair, shook my shoulder to wake me up. I actually felt her shake me. I felt like the woman was benevolent, trying to do me a favor.
Or she was trying to stop you from sleeping with her dude.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was trying to get in on it. Who knows, right?
Move
it's your dream, lady. Yeah. Don't let us do all the work for you.
Once I was awake, I couldn't move anything but my eyes, even though I desperately wanted to sit up. The first person was gone.
How long did that last?
The first person was gone, but I could see that the woman was standing next to my bed for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I could move, she was gone. Also, the same night I went back to sleep, I was awakened by another person, a woman.
Ew, it's Grand Central Station in there. What is this?
She was in my apartment, but outside the bedroom. There was also a dog at the foot of the bed wagging his tail.
Huh? I don't know. Okay, you know what?
I'm going to have to shut this
next
down.
Next week on Hey You Know.
It seems like an innocent visit, like maintenance.
Oh.
I wasn't
really?
Maintenance. Just checking in.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't sure she knew I was there, but I tried to say something, but again couldn't move.
Room service.
All I could do was breathe. All I could do was breathe a lot and blink my eyes rapidly. I also had the feeling there was a small female being in the corner that had been with me every second of my life, but I was frightened of her.
So we 20 got, people in here.
There's the guy with the penis.
Yeah, the brown hair.
The woman who wants to get in on it.
Yeah.
And the woman who's outside the bedroom.
The small woman in the corner.
No. And then the woman at the foot of the bed with the dog.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
And then the one in the corner. That's kind
that's
of weird.
A lot of people. Okay.
I feel like I may have invited this to happen to me, but I read a bunch of scary stories right before bed and have been dwelling on not having sex a lot.
Okay. So, I mean, it just sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Right?
Am I just having weird dreams that extend a little bit into waking? Could that first person be an incubus? Nothing like this has happened to me before. My mother thinks that the woman and the dog are protective spirits, but she's very concerned about the sexual one and has suggested cleansing my apartment.
Okay, so the woman and the dog is okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But human sexuality,
mm-hmm.
no.
Right.
That's what the mom is saying.
Right, exactly. Okay. She's like picking and choosing.
Yeah.
The ghost
so
there.
How is a woman with a dog a protective spirit? Maybe she's taking a break.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a voyeur.
Maybe she's a voyeur with a walk.
And she had her dog with her. She's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
It's here.
Just sit here quietly.
I was out for a walk.
Yes.
Happened upon
everybody else was in here. Shit.
Yeah.
I saw 3-4 people come in here. Fuck. I'm going in.
Yeah,
there wasn't a policy that said no dogs.
Right. Yeah. So the comments are like, yeah, the woman and dog are protecting you.
From evil sex.
Yeah. And then if really the woman is
from
trying to protect
three-way.
You. Yeah, then it means. Speaking of which, there it says here. That I think the woman might be his wife and she's stopping him to have sex with you. I also think that the first person had left her because he got attracted to you. If the woman is
this
really
is
trying to protect you, then that means the man is the devil. So isn't it called the devil's three-way when there's a woman? Oh, no, two men and a woman. A woman is a devil's three-way.
I've never heard that before.
You know?
The devil's three-way?
Yeah, like a threesome. Like a threesome
So
a threesome is always, like, assume there's going to be two women and a man.
I guess.
But then they could say, so guys are like, yeah, threesome. And then when they're like,
three-way.
A devil's three-way is another guy's involved.
I had no idea. I thought that was just a sword fight. No? Too soon. Okay. Sorry, people. I've never heard that before. The Devil's Three-Way, starring Jacqueline Bisset and Tom Selleck and another dude. And a woman. And lastly,
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson in The Devil's Three-Way in 3D.
Ew.
Wow. That's possibly the worst film we've come up with so far. That's worse than Time Monks.
Right.
It's yes. Please review tape. No. I like that one. The Devil's Three-Way. See, you learned something. I come here to learn.
Yeah. I'm here. We're here to teach.
We come here for the news. Oh, and speaking of learning, and now for our dramatic reading. Are you ready for the dramatic reading?
Oh, I am ready for the dramatic
reading. So, Katie and I, from time to time, actually like four times, have done dramatic readings. Yeah. I wanted to do Sharknado 2.
Well.
But the script, I could not get my hands on the script. Although, we could probably write it right now.
Yeah, and
it would probably
be accurate.
Very close to what it is. So, this is from one of my very, very favorite films, which is The Princess Bride.
Oh.
And this movie is now, like, what, 25 years old?
It was 86, 87 when it came out.
Wow. I love that movie. It has Fred Savage in it.
Fred Savage, Robin Wright.
And it also has Columbo. I can't remember Columbo's name. He's, like, one of my favorite actors. Damn it. What is his name?
Now you insert the music.
I know.
Listeners, Jaquetta will always, when I can't think of something, she'll put in the music.
Columbo.
Like the Jeopardy waiting
music. It's with an A. Is it Adam Allen? Oh, I'll have to come back to that later. Oh, the music is going to be roaring at this point.
It also has Mandy Patinkin.
And did you say Robin Wright?
Robin Wright.
And then
the wrestler.
Who's the Andre the Giant? Mm-hmm. And the main character is, what is his name? What is Columbo's name? I can't think of it now. You know,
Peter Falk.
Yes. Thank you.
I win this round, listeners. Yes, of what am I thinking?
All right. So this is the scene where the man in black, Cary Elwes, Sarah Lawrence graduate. So he's playing the man in black, and then he's going up against a character named Vizzini. So the comedic stylings of my partner here.
Yes.
She's going to be Vizzini.
I'm Vizzini.
And I am the man in black.
Okay.
So we're on a cliff now.
We are on a cliff, and there is a...
there is a giant way behind us. The princess is being held hostage, and Vizzini is threatening to have her throat cut. And they challenge each other to a duel of wits. Inhale this, but do not touch.
I smell nothing.
What you do not smell is called iocane powder. It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, is among the more deadlier poisons known to man.
Hmm.
Vizzini watches excitedly as the man in black, that's me, takes the goblet, turns his back. A moment later, he turns again, faces Vizzini, and drops the iocane packet. It is now empty. The man in black rotates the goblets in a little shell game maneuver. Ha-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Then puts one glass in front of Vizzini, the other in front of himself. All right.
Yes. No, I added that. That was my artistic expression.
Yes.
It's not even in the
script,
everyone. Yes. But I improvised.
Yeah. All right. Where's the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide and we both drink and find out who is right and who is dead.
Oh, but it's so simple. All I have to do is divide from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison in his own goblet or his enemies? Now a clever man would put the poison in his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I clearly cannot choose the wine in front of you. But you must know I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Well, you've made your decision, then.
Not remotely, because iocane comes from Australia, as everyone knows, and Australia is entirely peopled with criminals.
True.
And criminals are not used to having people not trust them, as you are not trusted by me, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going. Where was I?
Australia.
Yes, Australia. You must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong, so you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you. So I clearly cannot choose the wine in front of you, but you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal and you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're trying to trick me into giving something away. Well, it won't work.
It has worked. You've given everything away. I know where the poison is.
Then make your choice.
I will. And I choose. What in the world can that be?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
Oh, well, I could have sworn I saw something. No matter.
What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's drink. Me from my glass and you from yours.
Well, you guessed wrong.
Oh, you only think I guessed wrong. That was so funny. I switched glasses when your back was turned. You fool.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
I always think that, because I don't believe in aliens, but if I thought I saw aliens, I might not even tell you.
Oh, you would tell? Oh, please.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Because then you would probably, hopefully, refer me to, like, even more counseling than I'm having right now.
Oh, like, no, tell me.
I would not tell anybody. Probably just have another wine.